Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
I went into the weather too hard. He's rung in. He wants to be a part of it. Tim Bailey. He normally goes at 10 o'clock on a Saturday, but he said, hang on a sec. You can't be talking about the weather and try to pretend that you're a weather guru. Tim Bailey from Network 10. Good morning.
Ah, the Everest insight. We love it immensely. Morning, Mr. Andrew Bensley. Look, it's just critical, isn't it, Benz? You know how important the weather is on any given weekend, whether you're trying to look after a barbecue or someone's getting married or you just want to get some sun on your back at the beach. It sort of ramps up a fair bit when there's $13 million at stake, doesn't it, fella?
Yes. Hey? Yeah, it does. It does indeed. You've got the red colours on, haven't you? The red Zell colours.
Well, look, they're taking things very, very seriously. They've made me the official weatherman for Red Zell, the Snowden's Triple Crown and Yulong Investments. They're leaving no stone unturned. So I'll be out there on Saturday as the official weatherman for Red Zell. I'm the Red Zell rainmaker, Ben. But, look, you just heard from the boss at Randwick about the track conditions. Look, we've had 15.6 millimetres of rain overnight. It is a heavy eight where we stand. And Ravesh, he's right. It looks to be improving a little bit, but there are a couple of weather models that worry me just a little bit. One of them says there could be a 90% chance of 5 to 10 millimetres of rain Saturday. Now, the wind will be out of the east-northeast, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. How much drying are we going to get in the next 48 to 72 hours? I don't think it's going to be a lot. There's still a little bit of moisture in the air. We've got this low-pressure trough inland. It's not affecting us much. But the high over Tassie moves east, and it means we're going to get onshore winds and the remnants of showers sweeping off the Tasman Sea. How much are we going to get? Not a lot today. That's the good news. Maybe 1 to 2 millimetres in the next 24 hours. Friday dishes up maybe 1 to 5 millimetres. But Saturday, unfortunately, looks to be the main worry as far as more showers are concerned. So we really are keeping an eye on the sky. Randwick's had 83 millimetres in the past 7 days. Now, there is an upside to that because some of Sydney's had more than 100 millimetres in the west and the northern suburbs. So we've dodged most of the rain, even though we've copped 83 millimetres worth. The other worry is, as Ravesh said, our temperatures, mate. We are going to be 4 degrees below today at about 18 degrees. There's no heat in the sun, and there won't be Friday or Saturday. Saturday, race day, we're looking at a top of 20 degrees, and that's the absolute maximum. So mainly during the day, it'll be sort of 17 to 18 degrees. So drying-wise, we don't get a lot out of it. So we keep everything crossed, mate. Fingers crossed everything. At the end of the day, you know and I know, it comes down to one jockey, one horse, one track, and 70 seconds to decide $13 million. Will the weather play a part? Gee, it looks like it might. I'm doubting we'll get the soft. I'm saying it'll probably stay heavy, Ben.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on it. As you say, 15.6 in the last 24 hours, mainly around lunchtime yesterday. Since then, it's been okay. So we just cross our fingers. We don't want this race day to be affected too badly by heavy rain on the day. So let's just cross the fingers that it's not too bad. And, mate, we'll talk again at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning to set up everyone's day.
I love it, mate. Drips and drops across rooftops and crops, and every drop that falls, the red horse, Red Zell, is loving every minute of it. It's not going to pour on Saturday, mate, but there's enough out of the sky to have the Red Zell camp up on their toes. Can they do two in a row? What a fairy tale, mate. I'm hoping they can. Out there as guests of them on Saturday, and I am so bloody excited. It doesn't matter. What a ripper, mate. It's Everest time.